USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the remnants of Hurricane Delta continue to move up the East Coast, the main thing folks in Louisiana are dealing with is power outages. At its peak, close to 700,000 people were without power. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying,
"We still have an awful lot of work to do with respect to restoring power. The good news is we have about 10,000 utility workers in state right now working."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is reacting to President Trump making his first public appearance on Saturday since being diagnosed with COVID-19 on October 1st.
"I think it's important the president makes sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court."
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a warning for a recall from Ashtel Studios due to misbranding of hand sanitizer packaged in pouches. Last month, poison control officials warned parents about a hand sanitizer product packaged in a pouch that a child could mistake as a snack. In the era of COVID, more and more employers are telling their workers they can work remotely. USA Radio Network's Val Dior explains.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Progress is being made by utility crews in Louisiana on power outages from Hurricane Delta. Governor John Bel Edwards saying there are around 560,000 homes and businesses still without power, down from the 688,000 originally reported.
There's a lot of work left to be done. The damage assessments are underway even as we speak with the electric companies.
The Democrat governor continues.
We have thousands and thousands of crewmen all over the state of Louisiana working to restore power. And as power is restored elsewhere, many of those crew members and those assets are going to be directed to Southwest Louisiana.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris believes Amy Comey Barrett's faith should not be an issue.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said Amy Coney Barrett should absolutely not be questioned about her religious beliefs during confirmation hearings for the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. Quote, "One's faith should never be the basis of supporting or rejecting a nominee," Harris told KPNX-TV in Phoenix on Thursday. Barrett, a federal appellate judge and former law clerk of the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, has been questioned about her religious beliefs numerous times. She's faced attacks from liberal women's groups who worry that if she's appointed to the Supreme Court, she'll help to roll back abortion rights by voting to overturn Roe v. Wade, as well as the Affordable Care Act.
Val Dior with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.